About 20% of the U.S. population has dyslexia, and states across the country have been rethinking how their schools address the issue. Kansas has been one of the last states to take action, but now an education task force there is considering strategies to help dyslexic students learn how to read. Celia Yopis-Jepson from the Kansas News Service reports.
Here's what structured literacy sounds like.
If I have the k sound and I'm using that with an A, O, U, or another consonant, what do I use?
A C.
Excellent.
Structured literacy is an explicit approach to teaching sounds and spelling, like learning the I after E, except after C rule, but a whole lot more of that. Teachers drill students on complicated rules of phonics and spelling that many of us don't know consciously.
If I have a one-syllable base word, vowel is short, final sound, ch, what do I use?
TCH.
Excellent.
Many dyslexia advocates and researchers say the method works, where traditional teaching fails. They won over Bert Moore, a superintendent in rural southeast Kansas, whose student, Harrison, you just heard receiving instruction online with video conferencing software.
Lo and behold, we found out it did help.
Moore hired structured literacy specialists 70 miles away to help a few students with dyslexia. His school had tried other techniques, but nothing worked. Kansas is on the cusp of making this explicit teaching available to more kids at school. Parents have lobbied for it for years, so the state legislature created a task force of lawmakers, parents, educators, and the chairman of the State Board of Education. Some ideas on the table, pushing colleges of education to teach structured literacy, or nudging elementary schools to use it, for all kids, not just those with dyslexia. That prospect thrills some people. Others, not so much.
King without k.
Ing.
Man without m.
An.
Here's what we know. Without learning to read takes more effort for kids with dyslexia. They have a harder time engaging part of the brain that tells us words are made of sounds that you can break apart.
Mad without m.
Mad.
Drilling like this at Pittsburgh State University's Dyslexia Center in Kansas with 8-year-old Dylan aims to stimulate sound awareness and open the door to letters, reading, writing. Psychology professor David Herford explains.
Those manipulations are important because if you don't understand that words are made up of sounds, then when you get to the point where you're decoding words, that makes no sense to you.
Many parents and teachers who work with dyslexic children say decades of research shows explicit sound and spelling instruction benefits all kids. Though schools do some of it, they say it's not nearly enough. They see a chance to help the more than one quarter of Kansas students who lag behind in reading. Angie Schreiber's son, now grown, has dyslexia. She goes with other parents to their meetings with teachers to push for structured literacy. She says teachers at those meetings say the same stuff she's heard for 20 years.
Don't know anything about dyslexia, don't know how to teach dyslexia, didn't check the student for phonology, and no wonder this kid can't read.
This is the frustrating part, and I agree with Angie.
State Senator Bruce Givens is a special education administrator.
We recognize that the universities were not preparing our teachers with the skills necessary to teach in the early 1990s. We're hiring people. I'm hiring people that don't have the skills that were listed as necessary in your own research.
But other education groups and reading specialists fear that Kansas will overestimate the prevalence of dyslexia. They say dyslexia advocates are misinterpreting what research says about the effectiveness of structured literacy. And they worry rigid drilling takes the fun out of reading. Annie Opat, a literacy expert at Emporia State University, says studies don't show dyslexic students, let alone others, need a structured literacy approach. She's attended some of the training structured literacy advocates like so much and wasn't impressed.
It's item knowledge, and item knowledge meaning that, you know, they're learning this letter and it's not related to meaning. So that, to me, is not the optimal way for the brain to take on new learning, because usually when you want to take on new learning, it's better to have a foundation of something that's meaningful.
Kansas teachers' colleges are mostly unrepresented on the state task force, prompting concern from deans. David Herford is the only professor. Skeptics like Annie Opat aren't at the table. For Here and Now, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.